Thank you so much for the inspiration. Lamadım bacım dende de cinca ban da can bayan da ban zo ve bence cebadan cezu eden ban da var acı bacı den can bacı on da bir galo cova adam benim diye don bazdan cezum dende ban ya varsa cezu bana cezu la cezu 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 cince la bozu Lamadım bacım dende de cinca ban da can bayan da ban zo ve bence good evening. before the talk, we're going to say, pay homage to our compassionate Guru Shakyamuni Buddha and paying homage to the Buddha Dharma Sangha. And then the meditation, the reading the heart of wisdom. Then say, yeah, and then line phase technique, those things. Then the seven limb practiced by visualizing thousand dharma generously. And we do the seven limb practice and the short mandala. So the request, so like that, so before the talk, okay? Thank you. Sanje ganye zo je dam je sa jen de la gong bang du bo ne ganye je den de na zhu zhe te je ge wa jo la zha da la nung da gong a zhu 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 a wa yi je de zhu se je zhung ma ta wa je de sun na la me la gong bo chun ni de la zha zha la zhu zhang ta wa zhu min ta ve ya zhu zhang ta wa jo la zha zha ten ten ju da si ba sun ma ji ni me ke jen de la zha zha la gong bo tu je je de wa tam je jin bi dung ma I'm going to go to the hospital. Beautiful offering set up, quite a bit of offerings arranged. So I think there's a very good opportunity for us to do the meditation blessing and collect extensive merits, as much as possible by making offering. So we can visualize Thousand Arm Genesis. Thousand Arm Genesis, those who have found Guru, then think see inseparable. The conversion Buddha, Thousand Arm Guru, see from our society. So inseparable, one is one meditation like that. So the somebody who doesn't have found Guru yet, then you see if you have devotion to His Holiness Dalai Lama, if you like His Holiness Dalai Lama, or you have faith to His Holiness Dalai Lama. So that is compassion Buddha. That is also compassion Buddha, which appears in this world, which appears to us, most of us, human beings, you see, which we say manifest to us, or which we see, you know, in human form. So one can think of that. So however, you see, yeah, and, so most have met His Holiness Dalai Lama, have received teaching. So anyway, so that's inseparable. One is with the guru, so can think that. So the as it is mentioned in the in the text. In the Guru Yoga teachings, that by great yogi enlightened being, Kedu Sangye Yeshi mentioned that before the Guru, what is called Buddha, there's not even the name of the Buddha. Before the Guru, there's not even the name what's called Buddha. So that means all the Buddha, all the Buddha exist or happened by depending to these guru. All the Buddhas can say all the Buddhas came from guru. Manifestations came from guru, all manifestations of guru. Say like that. So the guru has a conventional guru and the absolute guru. So this refers to all the gurus, all the Buddhas came from guru. So this this subject is based on the originator or the root. Dharmakaya, the absolute guru, the Dharmakaya, that which has no beginning and no end. Dharmakaya, which has no beginning, no end. Pervades all the phenomena. Pervades all the phenomena. And then, because it is bound with the, that Dharmakaya, enlightened, the holy mind, the Dharma's wisdom. Because it is bound with infinite compassion towards ascending beings, the obscure whose minds are obscured and experiencing suffering. So that holy mind is bound with infinite compassion that embraces to us all living beings, each and every single living beings, including every one of us, every one of us. So whenever sentient being karma is rampant, whenever the minute the karma is rampant, without delay, even a second. So that Dharmakaya, that absolute guru, you see, takes form, as a manifest to that sentient being just right there. Where if the sentient being is just right there, in front of that sentient being without delay, even a second. Without delay, even a second, you see. So there's a special capacity of the Buddha, you see, can do that. When the karma of the sentient being happened, just in that second, yeah. See, manifest out. And manifest out, you see, in the form that it fits exactly, that fits exactly according to the level of mind that sentient being, according to the characteristic of the characteristic, you see, karma, level of intelligence, so exactly according to that, then manifest and show that form. That, see, that being can see according to that being karma or, you see, then reveal the, then that's it. The guidance, show the methods. So like this, from happiness to happiness, guide. See, from happiness to happiness, then guide to liberation, ultimate happiness, total cessation of all the sufferings. the suffering of this cycle of death and rebirth, all those those sufferings, and all the suffering that which I experienced between death and rebirth, and all the problems, you see. So have a cessation of all the suffering of pain and all the temporary samsara pleasure, that originates with suffering change, and the pervasive compounding suffering from where those two previous other suffering arises, you see, pervasive compounding suffering. So total cessation of all the three suffering samsara, you see. So all the whole entire problem of life suffering, so it comes in three, that is suffering pain and suffering of changes and pervasive compounding suffering. So bring that same thing to that ultimate liberation and to the great liberation, the sorrowless, non-abiding sorrowless state, the full enlightenment, you see. So that, so as it's mentioned in the Guru Puja, in the Lama Chöba Guru Puja, it's the most extensive Guru Yoga practice, the highest tantric practice, the secret and the highest tantric practice, that which gives enlightenment, great liberation, full enlightenment within one life, not just within one life, by achieving immortality or the causing long life to live for 1,000 years and then achieve enlightenment, not like that, but to achieve enlightenment in a brief lifetime of degenerated time, like Milarepa within a certain number of years, like those Tujin Chöki Dochi and the Lama Tsongkhapa, the disciples, Dawa and Sava, so forth, those who have achieved full enlightenment within a few number of years. So many the Indian, yogis, and many Tibetan great yogis, you know, who achieved enlightenment within a few number of years. who gave with practice made them to enlightened within a few number of years. Without tantra, even practice only the Paramedhyana, only the Mahayana, the Paramedhyana, only Sutra, where one needs to collect merits for three countless great eons. You need to collect merits for three countless great eons, which takes a long time to achieve enlightenment. That would mean the sentient beings, they have to suffer for a long time. Longer you take time to achieve enlightenment, the longer the sentient beings have to suffer, you know, for such a long time. You see, three countless great eons, however, such an incredible length of time. So here, so since one feels that one has a great compassion, you see the sort of feeling so unbearable that one's own kind to mother sentient beings, you know, that they have to say, even suffering, a minute, you know, not hours, but even minute, it's like you can't bear this, you see. It's like suffering for eons. You can't bear, you see, even 1 minute you're suffering samsara. So with such unbearable compassion, then, with that type of mind, motivation, such a pure attitude, you see, get very strong compassion to others. Then one practice their higher tantra, you see, like this, puja, those higher tantra practice, you know, such as this extended guru yoga. So then, then you have to achieve, cherishing more than one's own life. So this practice, then because you see, one is able to achieve full enlightenment. The unified state of Vajradhara, of full enlightenment, you see, within a brief lifetime of degenerative time, you see, within a number of years. So it is mentioned there, you see, The refuge, savior, the holy refuge, savior, with the entourage, with the surroundings, in the nature of the phenomena, in the nature of the phenomena, in the very nature of the phenomena, there is no coming and going. All these things, there is no coming and going. All these activities, all these functions, you see. Nature of the phenomena, you see, is devoid of coming and going, all these activities. But manifesting in any form, jian chavi, manifest. So manifesting in any form, taking in any form, exactly according to the dulcha, the object to be subdued, the sentient beings who are object to be got, who are object to be subdued, tamed. Who are object to be guided, or who are object to be subdued. According to the various things who are object to be subdued at the mind. So exactly according to the various sentient beings or object were subdued their mind. That having, you see, jian cha kinze intelligent then having omniscience perfect understanding no slightest mistakes seeing everything past present future while seeing past seeing future present there's no limitation there's no resistance in knowledge no? Directly seeing everything all at once at the same time we cannot think while we're thinking past we cannot think at the same time future while we're thinking about one person at the same time you can't think another person at the same time about the person so the thing about the person while we're thinking that one particular person in life cannot think at the same time somebody else's another person's life at the same time but whereas Buddha directly can see all the conventional phenomena can see directly or at the same time able to see ultimate truth while seeing direct look all the conventional truth able to see directly all the absolute truth so can see both truth at the same time so that special quality of the Buddha while the Buddha's holy mind is ego-possessed meditation maintained on emptiness of this mark so the able to do ego-possessed meditation emptiness emptiness of this mark so at the same time the wisdom directly seeing emptiness of this mark this cup is a mark oneness wisdom is oneness with the emptiness like having put water into the water not temporarily this as a stopped or dissolved the dual view but completely having cut dual view so the true extent of appearance you see subject object the see that dual as well so Buddha's wisdom, see, directly seeing emptiness of this, emptiness of this, ultimate nature of this mark, that wisdom in the ego-possessed meditation in the emptiness of this mark. So at the same time, able to see this conventional truth, this mark. So like that. And the, at the same time, so, for this whole mind you see directly seeing emptiness of all the phenomena and it is in ego-possessed meditation in the emptiness of all the phenomena at the same time seeing all the conventional truth at the same time you see as manifesting various manifesting say various forms even to guide one sentient being there's so many forms even to guide one sentient being and then you see reveal various methods not only giving teachings but the various methods and then you see those who who has only come out to see, blind, you know, then show blind, who has come out to see a limp person, who has come, deaf, who has come to see only from a beggar, you know, show beggar. You see, so whatever form, or somebody, you see, only come to see from an animal, so they manifest as animal, dog, cat, dog and cat, you see. so some of our dog, so we love our dogs and cats. So I think maybe some of the dogs, cats could be manifestation Buddha.